WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. President Trump says the FDA will notify physicians about limiting acetaminophen during pregnancy, claiming it can increase the risk of autism, a claim he's making with no apparent evidence.
President Trump says pregnant women should not take acetaminophen,
which is basically known as Tylenol,
because
it can be associated with a very increased risk of autism.
And Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says they're launching a nationwide public service campaign
to inform families and protect public health.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
A major study published just last year followed 2.5 million children over 25 years and found that acetaminophen used during pregnancy did not increase the risk of autism. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder has concerns about the president's announcement.
The president said multiple times that there is no downside to not taking Tylenol during pregnancy, other than a mother would have to tough it out. And that's not actually correct. I worry that this will scare women and that pregnant women may avoid Tylenol even when it's entirely appropriate.
ABC says Jimmy Kimmel is coming back days after comments about Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin.
It's Jimmy Kimmel.
After being pulled off the air nearly a week ago, Jimmy Kimmel Live will return Tuesday. The late night show had been, as the company called it, preempted indefinitely last Wednesday. People had been posting on social media for the last several days that they had canceled their Disney Plus and Hulu streaming accounts over Kimmel's suspension. Matt Piper, CBS News.
President Trump is expected to address world leaders Tuesday at the UN General Assembly. CBS News reporter Olivia Gazis is in Washington.
President Trump is expected to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss the war in Ukraine, as well as with Arab and Muslim leaders on the ongoing conflict in Gaza, as numerous Western countries move to recognize a Palestinian state.
U.S. News and World Report's Best Colleges list is out. Lamont Jones is managing editor.
Number one is Princeton. And the 2026 edition, number two is MIT, followed by Harvard at three, and then a tie at four between Stanford and Yale.
A DoorDash driver is being hailed a hero in Sweetwater, Texas. The driver called police after he delivered what he thought was suspicious items to a motel room. While cops wouldn't say what those items were, witnesses claim they were a trash bag, zip ties, bleach, and a hatchet. When police arrived, they found a man with a gun allegedly holding another person hostage. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the good news is for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, the team. The biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-2 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week, followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds around the area in the overnight, and we'll see some fog developing as well. Light winds and morning lows in the mid and upper 50s. After the morning fog Tuesday, we'll look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, northeast winds, and highs in the lower 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney James Santel as we discuss the Supreme Court's dismantling of all independent agencies. Oh, my goodness. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program from the world headquarters of Civic Media at the crossroads of State Street and Fairchild in downtown Madison. Zommers, a beautiful sky, a few clouds here and there now above the studios in downtown Madison. Taking a look at the Sam Davidson Street Cam. Look at that, bikers going up and down State Street. They're actually going with the light, so that's always helpful. We don't want anybody taking out on their bike.
Uncommon.
But look at that beautiful, beautiful day. Leaves just starting to turn there on State Street. You can always watch it. But you probably want to, if you have the opportunity, dial us up on YouTube. It's the Civic Media YouTube channel. And you can also watch us on Facebook at The Albaugh Show or The Todd Albaugh Show on Facebook. And you can also see us on the Civic Media Twitter X account as well.
And WMDX as well.
Oh, and WMDX as well. So you can dial up, you'll want to see the video version, because at the bottom of this hour, our old friends from just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, Sean Hanisch and Paul Jaconi Berry, are going to be here, only via StreamYard, but they're going to be here live. They have a brand new film out, Wisconsin sports film, called No Packers, No Life. It is, I've seen the trailer, we're going to play it for you. When they come on, it's fantastic. It's going to give you all the feels, just like the Brewers film did, with a twist. It's not just about Green Bay fans in Wisconsin, but halfway around the world. We'll tell you about it coming up at the bottom of the hour. No Packers, No Life. New film by Sean Hanisch and Paul Jaconi Berry. Looking forward to talking with them. And coming up in a minute, your chance to win cold, hard cash, gold jewelry, and tickets to a club-level indoor seating to Green Bay versus Minnesota in a football game on the professional side in Green Bay.
That is correct.
How am I doing?
We're good. We're good.
All right. He's very nervous today. Zommers is very nervous. But first, some breaking news for you. Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to the air on ABC tomorrow night. The network announced in a statement, quote, "Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation and an emotional moment for our country," unquote. A spokesperson for the Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC, said in a statement to CNN, quote, "It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday, unquote. Jimmy Kimmel Live was abruptly and indefinitely taken off the air last week after the FCC chair, Brendan Carr, and networks of affiliate stations threatened ABC over comments Kimmel made in a monologue about the MAGA movement's response to Charlie Kirk's assassination. It was really pointed at Trump himself. We played the same clip. It was a couple days after Kirk's assassination, and Trump was on the way to the helicopter, and a reporter, I think it was Fox News reporter, said, "How are you doing, Mr. President, after your friend's death?" And he has a smile on his face, and he says, "I think very well, and right over here is the new ballroom to the White House." Clearly showing this wasn't as big a deal to him as he let on. And I did not watch the whole funeral thing yesterday. I've seen a couple of clips from it. I'm not going to get into it. It's just, it was a Trump rally. That's what it was. Let's just say what it was. In any event, Kimmel is going to be back on the air tomorrow night on ABC. Going to be very interesting how this all breaks out, what the real reasons were. We had Keegan Kelly from Crack.com on last week when all this happened. And Keegan pointed out that a lot of this apparently, seemingly, had to do with the fact that just like Paramount was trying to merge with Skydance for $8 billion and needed the FCC's approval and paid Trump $16 million through a bogus lawsuit as essentially payment for that. Now Disney trying to do a deal via Hulu and other mergers are like $6 billion worth, needs FCC approval for that. And there's a lot, I haven't even gotten to this yet. I mean, here's a Hollywood Reporter story. Ex-Disney CEO Michael Eisner weighs in on Jimmy Kimmel's suspension. Quote, "Where is all the leadership gone?" Former Disney CEO Michael Eisner appeared to take aim at Bob Iger, his hand-chosen successor at Disney, and Disney brass on Friday, as he railed against the decision to suspend Kimmel. As we said, quote, "Where is all the leadership gone? If not for university presidents, law firm managing partners, and corporate chief executives standing up against bullies, who then will step up for the First Amendment?" Unquote, Eisner wrote on a post on X on Friday. Eisner called the decision to suspend Kimmel's show, quote, "yet another example of out-of-control intimidation." He wrote the suspending indefinitely of Jimmy Kimmel's immediately after the FCC chairman's aggressive yet hollow threatening of the Disney company is yet another example of out-of-control intimidation. Maybe the Constitution should have said Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or the press except in one's political or financial self-interest, unquote. Eisner added, by the way, for the record, this ex-CEO finds Jimmy Kimmel very talented and funny. The words of Michael Eisner, former CEO of Disney. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show, uncensored, unabashed, and not afraid to tell a joke. We work for a great company, one guy. Well, I mean, just one owner. We're not owned by a conglomerate, and much to our owner and our CEO's credit last week, they put out a statement internally. He says, "We're not going to censor you. You don't have to be afraid." Obviously, fact check what you're saying, but we're not playing that game, and I appreciate that very much.
Yes, yes.
So there you go. Maybe that's the sub theme to the show. Uncensored, unabashed, and not afraid to tell a joke. It's the Todd Allball Show. It's 14 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Get ready. Get set. Time once again to play Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. Let's go. In hour number two of our show, the 3 o'clock hour, when you hear that music, bang on your drum all day, synonymous. That's not
synonymous.
Synonymous. It's a song known for the Green
for the Green Bay football team.
I almost slipped. Here now, Zomer has highlighted this on the instructions for on-air hosts. Do not say.
I highlighted and circled it.
There are several words I cannot say because the lawyers on the 12th floor will ding me. Which, by the way, I haven't been dung very often. All right, here's the news you need to know. Here's the deal. For the next 2 weeks, we're playing on all of our talk shows. It's fantastic. Listen all day long. So every day, we're going to give you a daily prize. One person every day is going to win a daily prize. $200 of cold, hard, green cash and gold jewelry. So you get cash and jewelry.
Yeah, in the past, our conversation has been Our contest has been go for the green or gold. Yeah. Now it's go for the green and gold. You get both.
You get both. And everybody who enters is going to be put into the drawing at the end of the 2 weeks for one grand prize for two club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota football, Green Bay home game on November 23rd of this year at high noon. Plus, we're going to give you a gas card to get you to a game. It's a $1,550 value.
Now that's a deal.
Now that's a deal, as Gail King says. So here's how you play. If you haven't done it, download the Civic Media app. It's free, takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Download the app at your favorite Apple or Android device. Now open it up. First 10 stations are the ones we're on. Pick the one closest to you or just pick the one at the top. Quite frankly, it's no biggie to me. But open it up, and now in the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text, a little icon, bubble. It says text. All right, click on that. Now I'm going to give you a word for this hour. You have until 4 o'clock to text the following word. The word is score. The word is score. S-C-O-R-E. Score. The Packers need to score in order to win a game. Score. Did I mess it up?
Don't worry about it.
I'm trying to use it in a sentence.
Yeah, I think that was okay.
I have a speech impediment. I try to use it in a sentence to help people understand. So it's S is in Sam, C is in card, O, R, E is in Edward. Score. The football team from Green Bay needs to score. Is that better?
Yes. And you know the best part of this contest? It's multi-state.
Thank you very much, Summers. It is a multi-state contest, which, by the way, has nothing to do with our earlier story on Bill Berrien's run for governor.
Nothing whatsoever.
The word is score, S-C-O-R-E. Text the word score right now. You have until 4 o'clock to do it. All right? And somebody at the end of the day is going to win $200 in cold hard cash. Who couldn't use that? And gold jewelry. Do we know this is real gold?
I believe so.
It is.
To my knowledge.
We've been told it's real.
Also, if you want to enter more times, of course, as Todd says, allegedly your odds are better if you enter during this show.
But people are saying.
People are saying.
People are saying.
But the contest runs Monday through Friday from 7 to 7. So between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. all the odd hours you can enter. So that's 7 entries a day for that daily and grand prize.
Look at that. Starts out with Kreitlow in the morning. Then we got Jane, Matt, Aaron, Greg Bach, Matt, Aaron, Tom Hartman. He'll sell you some crypto and then give you a word. And then us. Does he have two words? 11 and 1?
I believe so, yeah.
It depends on the
that is just his show. Yeah,
he gets two words. They're giving Tartman two words?
We're going to have to keep that in mind for the results. Some distortion.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because we've had a friendly wager with our friend over there, Jay Matt Nair. She kicked our rear end last time around, so much so they retired her jersey. Now she's bringing us back. And we have this internal Hartman gets two. He's selling crypto and he gets two words. All right, come on back. We'll talk about Luke Fickell and some other news. And the autumnal equinox. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Monday. Text the word SCORE right now on the Civic Media app. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network, and we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch. I ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matinee on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matinee on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Yeah, freedom. Uncensored, freedom. Unabashed, and not afraid to tell a joke. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Monday, September 22nd, 2025, 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. The word to score the gold and $200 cash and a chance to win the grand prize of those great seats to the Green Bay, Minnesota football. It's impossible to do this and not have a couple of, just give me a mulligan, all right? Just give me, tell the attorneys on 12th floor to relax.
This contest is not associated with their organizations. There, we're good.
Yes, perfect. The word is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE. Text the word SCORE right now. Those professional football tickets for Green Bay and Minnesota and the chance to win the $200 cash and gold jewelry, all right? All right. Got to do this quick. Bottom of the hour. Do not go anywhere. Our great friends Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry from the producers of Just a Bit Outside the Movie are going to be here and announce their brand new film called, I can say this, right? No Packers, No Life, which is completely different than the other thing we were just talking about.
Unrelated.
All right, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. On this portion, no prize money giveaway, nothing prizes involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across the entire state of Wisconsin. Rough Badger game. As Mike Clemens reported, Bucky lost to the Terps of Maryland at home, 27-10. At one point, many of the students were chanting, "Fire Fickell." Today's what's worse, timely. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says, Badger football in 2025 or Badger football in 1989? What's worse, Badger football in 2025 or Badger football in 1989? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us, but we're doing this contest at the same time, so might be easier to call. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, Badger football in 2025 or Badger football in 1989?
So we're all aware of Badger football in 2025, how Luke Fickell with his famous air raid offense ends up being nothing.
It was former offensive coordinator's offense. Yeah,
oh, gotcha.
They got rid of him, and now we got Grimey. We got Grimey with the new offense, which the offense is slightly better.
It is improved. Either way, Luke Fickell's Badgers have to clean up a common phrase for radio, crapped the bed. repeatedly.
Yeah. So
can you illuminate the 1989 Badgers?
For you youngins out there, including Mr. Zombers, who are not alive yet.
Correct.
The head coach of Badger football in 1989, Don Morton. Don Morton, who Dave McClain, great guy, good football coach, got the Badgers to a bowl game, did the best he could, died suddenly and tragically of a heart attack. And they brought in Don Morton for the new era of the Badgers. Brought in something called the Veer offense. And it was pitiful, terrible. The Badgers tanked. And that's when Donna Shalala became the University of Wisconsin-Madison chancellor, hired Pat Richter away from Oscar Meyer. He was the CEO there, former Badger football player and alum, to be the athletic director. And they went and hired the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame away from Lou Holtz after winning the national championship, a guy by the name of Barry Alvarez, who, of course, completely changed the program. So what's worse, Badger football in 2025 or Badger football in 1989? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jerry Perry, our friend Jeff Perry on the old Facebook line, says, I believe he was heir to the Morton salt fortune. Don Morton, yes. You're right, Jeff. PJ on YouTube says, I said from the first day, that Fickell was not a good choice. So Badger football in 2025 is worse. Look, there's all kinds of stories. We'll pick up on them throughout the week. Not going to have time to do them all today. But Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, put me onto this one in SI. Headline, Wisconsin Badgers AD seen with ex-Packers Cowboys coach after endorsing Luke Fickell. Chris McIntosh met with the former Super Bowl champion NFL head coach the day after the Wisconsin Badgers lost to Maryland. Again, to speed up the story, McCarthy, of course, won a Super Bowl with Green Bay, went on to coach the Cowboys, got fired last year, parted ways with Jerry Jones. He still lives in Wisconsin. He has a house somewhere in the greater Green Bay area, and his family lives here. Now, there are reports that his daughter might want to come to Wisconsin to play volleyball. Maybe that's why they were there together. But boy, if I'm Luke Fickell and my boss is sitting in a suite the next day with a guy who's won a Super Bowl, who lives in Wisconsin and is currently unemployed, I'm not sure whether that's settling or not.
I'm sweating.
I'm sweating. Other stories out over the weekend. Great piece in Badger Wire. Headline, if Wisconsin decides to move on from Luke Fickell, who could the target be for the next coach? And in the Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin AD Chris McIntosh weighs in on Luke Fickell after fans chant for the football coach's ouster. Fick's in trouble. I'm just going to say it. I mean, I only half jokingly said at the start of the season that he would not make it through the end of the year and Alvarez would coach at Minnesota for the Axe as interim. It's looking, unfortunately, like a pretty good prediction. Zombers, what's worse?
I'm going to say 2025, just because of the way social media amplifies everything and because of this info from Clemens about the meeting with McCarthy.
I'm going to say Badger football 2025 is worse because in 89, we had no expectations. We were, the bar was so low. But But Luke Fickell, I'm sorry, I'm sure he's a nice guy. He's had going on 3 years, and the fundamentals aren't getting any better. It goes beyond wins and losses. We will talk about wins and losses at Green Bay, a new film called No Packers, No Life. We're going to discuss it with filmmakers Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Almost Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Aaron Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
CBS News Brief, President Trump claims without providing evidence that acetaminophen causes autism. He had this warning for pregnant mothers.
So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
Jimmy Kimmel's returning to TV on Tuesday night. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has the statement from ABC.
We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. And after those conversations, we reached a decision to return the show on Tuesday.
President Trump will address the UN General Assembly in New York on Tuesday. He'll also meet on the side with key world leaders, including the president of Ukraine. CBS's Olivia Gazis says the UNGA is already off to a controversial start.
Numerous Western countries moved to recognize a Palestinian state. The wave of unilateral recognition was sharply criticized by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, who vowed a response by the end of the week.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the good news is for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, the team. The biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-2 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week, followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. With all the negativity and polarization in the news lately, it appears that TV viewers just want to watch people dance. Dancing with the Stars premiered last Tuesday night and pulled big numbers with almost 6 million viewers. That's a big improvement over last season. There was also a big uptick in the votes cast by viewers, with 21 million total for an increase of 163%. The real reason for the rise in viewership, according to critics, is star power. If you're still watching Disney, check it out on Tuesday nights. Speaking of Disney, if you're upset about Jimmy Kimmel Live being suspended by Disney and ABC, check out Last Week Tonight on HBO. It is an absolutely brilliant show, both funny and informative. Fresh off his Emmy win for Outstanding Scripted Variety Series and Outstanding Writing for a Variety Series, John Oliver went after Nexstar and Sinclair for cozying up to the FCC. During the episode, Oliver, self-deprecating as always, said he fully expects to be deported back to the UK. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds around the area in the overnight, and we'll see some fog developing as well. Light winds and morning lows in the mid and upper 50s. After the morning fog Tuesday, we'll look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, northeast winds, and highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 58.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning?
It's good to be married to a doctor who said, "What's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now."
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. How cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examination? See, that's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, unfortunately, more PFAS are showing up in Wisconsin's duck population. David Drake will be here to break that down and what that means. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, September 22nd, 2025. Wisconsin's, I would say, over. I mean, the Brewers, but you got some nasty Twins fans up there in northwest Wisconsin. You got some salty Cubs fans in southern Wisconsin. But overall, I guess you got a few of those horned people over Minnesota. But overall, I mean, what's more of a Wisconsin team than the Green Bay Packers? We're going to talk about that next. But let me clearly, for the lawyers on the 12th floor, separate and remind you, completely separate from what we're going to talk about right now, we have the Civic Media Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. You can win $200 cash prize and gold jewelry and two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota and a home game in Green Bay on November 23rd at high noon. Text the word SCORE right now on the Civic Media app, S-C-O-R-E. SCORE is the word to text. You have until 4 o'clock to do it to win cash and gold and be eligible for the grand prize at a football game of a professional team that has their headquarters in Green Bay. It is a multi-state contest. Now, completely separate from that discussion, let's talk about the Packers. Joining us, our old friends via StreamYard from the movie Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. That's a whole nother bottle of Miller High Life. Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Beery of the new film, No Packers, No Life. Guys, how you doing?
Doing great, Todd. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Really excited to be here.
Well, Sean happened to be in town for another project, and he was so kind on by threat of verbal NDA, and I'll never speak to you again. He showed me a little clip of the film, and I was instantly in love. And tell us, guys, how did you come to find this film?
Well, yeah, you know, Todd, we had this amazing success last fall with Just a Bit Outside, thanks to you, your listeners, and all the fans around the state of Wisconsin. That film did really, really well in theaters. And so we were doing an encore screening of it in Madison at the Wisconsin Film Festival this spring. Mm. And lo and behold, I saw on the program a movie called No Packers, No Life. And I was like, well, that sounds about the Japanese Packers fans. And I was like, well, that sounds interesting. So I went to see it, and it was a sold out show there at the Barrymore in Madison. Mm. And it was raucous. People loved this movie. So what we did is, you know, I showed it, I got a link to share with our team, including Paul. And we all thought it was such a joyful expression of what it means to be a Green Bay Packers fan. That we can get into the story in a minute, but we were like, maybe we can do the same thing with Just a Bit Out or with No Packers No Life that we did with Just a Bit Outside. And fortunately, our good friends at Marcus Theaters agreed, and they are they're opening No Packers No Life, this wonderful, joyful documentary about the Japanese Packers cheering squad, on October 17th statewide, which is amazing.
I can't wait. And Paul, tell us a little bit about the premise of this story, because when I first Packers cheerleaders, I'm like, there's a group of like, you know, young people in skirts and pom-poms. No. Tell us this, where this came from, Paul.
Absolutely. So Ty Morse, who is a businessman over there in Wisconsin, he does a lot of business in East Asia. And he was walking through Shibuya, which is the big intersection in Tokyo, and happened to see a Japanese person walk by wearing a Packers jersey and was like, what's going on here? So he very quietly said, "Go Pack, go." And the guy turned around and said, "Go Pack, go." And then he said, "Go Pack, go." And then he said, "Go Pack, go." So then this guy said, "Hey, come here. I want to show you something." Takes him up through these alleys and into a karaoke bar upstairs, the middle of this huge building. And there is the Japanese Packers cheering squad. So it's 3 dozen, 4 dozen Japanese people who for various reasons have become super fans of the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. And they show up at 2 a.m. on a Monday morning because of the time difference and watch games and cheer on their favorite team. And so Ty said, "You know, this is so incredible. I have to bring them to Green Bay to watch a game." So this film follows that entire story. And it's really, you know, Sean put it best. It's joyful. And it is such a celebration of how the things we love, in this case, you know, the team that we love, the Green Bay Packers, brings people together from across the world. So it's just, it is laughs and smiles from beginning to end. And we could not be more excited to be sharing this with the statewide in Wisconsin, you know, thanks to our friends at Marcus Theater. So we're just thrilled.
And you nailed it, I think, Paul. I know Sean, you and I talked about this. It's a crazy world out there right now. And there's so much divisiveness out there. And boy, anything that can bring us together as Wisconsinites, as Americans, I'm all for. And by the way, Zommers, keep me honest. I talked to you after I talked to Sean. Did I say anything about our conversation that would give anything away?
You said the Wisconsin sports film. Sorry, I can't say more yet. You know, no.
So I kept my word. So now.
That's impressive, Todd. Thank you.
Because I was excited, as Sean knows. But now it's okay. We can show the trailer, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Please do.
So here from Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry is a trailer for No Packers, No Life.
We're wandering Tokyo and I see a guy with a Packers jersey on. And I'm like, no way. I just quietly say, "Go Pack, go." And he shouts back, "Go Pack, go!" The Japanese Packer cheering team.
Packers number one.
I love Packers, no right.
Insanely passionate to a degree which probably most people from Wisconsin are.
Wisconsin!
I said, "You guys are welcome to come to a Packer game anytime."
I couldn't believe that.
Why? And who are you?
The Green Bay way is to host, and we say, "Okay, come with us. We'll show you a good time."
We want them to experience the Green Bay way.
This is Green Bay!
Go Pack, go!
Wisconsin is huge. The one team in the NFL that's owned by the people.
How about you?
Gives people a connection that no other team offers.
No Packers. No life.
No Packers, no life. Only at Marcus Theaters on October 17th. We have the filmmakers joining us live via StreamYard. The great Sean Hannish and the great Paul Jaconi Berry. Guys, just like with the bit outside, when Sean showed it to me on Friday and now I'm seeing it just does something to you as Wisconsinite, Sean.
Well, I think it does because, you know, as Wisconsinites, we kind of, you know, on our sleeve is our heart is on our sleeve. And we say, please come visit us. We're a lot of fun. And so, you know, I love what they say. And it's in the trailer there. All of Ty and his friends, Jada Merritt and Brandon, were like, we want to show them the Green Bay way, which is essentially the Wisconsin hospitality. And I mean, a lot of these people who are born and raised in Tokyo had never been to the States before. Mm-hmm. And imagine their first stop is Green Bay, Wisconsin. And they get immersed in this community with these wonderful people, both wonderful visitors and wonderful hosts, and that they shared a lot more in common than you would imagine. I mean, they compared Green Bay to one of the tourist kind of vacation destinations outside of Tokyo. Mm-hmm. So there was a real around being a fan of the Green Bay Packers. True lifelong friendships developed. And I think you find that whenever you go anywhere outside of Wisconsin, certainly here in Los Angeles, or when I've been in France and Paris, I've been to Woe's Bar. Every city around the world seems to have a Packer bar and have a Packer following. So this is kind of like just dipping our toe into what it's like in Tokyo for these folks. And really what they, in a way, it holds a mirror up to us as Wisconsinites and as Packer fans, and kind of shows us, you know, what we have is really special with the Packers, and people around the world appreciate it.
And time now for my obligatory plug for the great underground sports pub in Hermosa Beach, owned by our friend Kelly Call. When you're in the greater Los Angeles area and you want to take in a Packer game, make sure you go to the underground pub in Hermosa Beach. I've been there. The steak sandwich is fantastic.
You're right. It's the best Packer bar in Los Angeles.
It is. It really is. Paul, talk to us. You guys probably know me. Packers had a rough game. It's been a rough day for Packer fans in Wisconsin today. Just a weird game, losing 13-10 yesterday to the Browns. But Zomer and I were talking before the show, and Paul, talk a little bit about this. I think, and I've always seen the trailer, but to me, anytime that we can see something that we might take for granted through the lens of someone else, it makes you appreciate what this team means to the state.
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there for me. Before we made Just a Bit Outside, I had never set foot in Wisconsin. And the welcome that I received over the course of making that film, I mean, subsequently, I've been to Wisconsin more than anywhere else in the country. And the welcome and the hospitality and just the joy and heart of the people of Wisconsin has stuck with me, right? And so when we saw this film that is really about that, I feel like an adoptive son of Wisconsin. I'm going to put that on my driver's license, adopted by Wisconsin.
Of course.
Because it is just such a welcoming, warm place filled with joy. And you have so many great things there. And people don't necessarily recognize it until they really come and see what the state has to offer. I mean, yes, Green Bay Packers, everyone knows the Green Bay Packers, but not until you actually go to Lambeau, not until you actually experience it in person, as I did just earlier this year for the first time, mm-hmm. did it click for me. And it really is, this movie is such a love letter to the Wisconsin way. It is such a love letter to the people of Wisconsin. And I am beyond delighted to be able to share this with the people of Wisconsin so they can, you know, as Sean said, a mirror reflected back to them, they can see just how important and how special of a place they live in. So,
Sean, about a minute and a half before the first break here, but talk to us the minute and a half here up to that, a little bit about how, again, you guys kind of took your experience from Just a Bit Outside, and is it fair to say maybe cleaned up and sweetened some of the visuals and some of the sound to kind of get it ready for greater distribution for the original? Is that fair to say or not?
Oh, I think it's fair to say we took what we learned, yes, from Just a Bit Outside, both the marketing and distribution, but also in, you know, just the storytelling arena of like, what do people expect when they go to the theater? And, you know, we shared that with the filmmakers, Craig Benzine, the director, and Ty Morris, the producer, and they were incredibly amenable. In fact, they had been watching Just a Bit Outside and had seen the film and were like, we kind of want to do what those guys did. And, you know, through an incredible stroke of luck, we met them back there at the Wisconsin Film Festival. And that's the path they're following. I mean, the film is 90 minutes of pure joy, and it's worth, just like Just a Bit Outside was worth wearing your jersey to, wear your Packer jersey, come early, have a couple of beers, you know, tailgate, and get ready for an incredible joyride.
It is in Marcus Theater starting on October 17th. We'll come back and talk more about this great film, No Packer Is No Life, with Sean Hannish and Paul Ciccone Berry after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I think it's time, Terry, that the Lombardi Trophy goes home to Lamp. farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 93.5 The Tap.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should
like,
tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock, top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, followed by a check of weather, sports, or the great sports reporter who brings us all the great Packer news from Lambeau Field. Mike Clemens will be along. And then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6. And Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, who I know Sean has been on that program before. And great program from 6 until 8 with Pete Schwabba. All right, completely separate from this interview. Let me remind you, we are finishing up this hour's edition of Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. Up for grabs, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And everyone gets entered in for the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota football, a Green Bay home game, November 23rd at 12 noon. It includes a gas card. It's over a $1,500 value. The way you enter, go to the Civic Media app and text the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE. Text it right now. It is a multi-state contest. Text the word SCORE right now. Zomers, how'd I do?
We're good. We're good.
We made it through one segment without Todd messing up. You need to also score yourself some tickets to a brand new movie called No Packers, No Life. It debuts in Marcus Theaters throughout Wisconsin on October 17th. And here to join joining us are filmmakers Sean Hannish and Paul Jacoby Beery, live from Los Angeles, California via StreamYard. Paul, talk a little bit more about this film in the context of distribution. It's going to be in Marcus Theaters, we know. And how can people get tickets? Because that's the first thing people are going to start texting and asking me. Todd, I want to go. How am I going to get there?
Absolutely. So, first of all, we are going to have a VIP premiere of the film at the Marcus Majestic in Waukesha. Tickets for that are available now at nopackersnolife.com. That's nopackersnolife.com. There's a link right there that'll take you to buy tickets to that VIP premiere. We're going to have some celebrities, members of the Japanese Packers cheering squad will be there, along with, of course, the filmmakers. And we're going to have some surprises down the road. We'll be making some announcements about some other folks who are going to be joining us. So keep your ears and eyes peeled. But it's going to be a great night. Recommend getting tickets early to that. And then for everyone else, as we say, the film opens October 17th, Marcus Theaters. Tickets go on sale October 3rd. So those will be available at the Marcus Theaters website or at any of the box offices starting October 3rd. But we want to get the word out early and encourage everybody. As soon as tickets become available, please go out and get them. But tickets are available now for the premiere. So get them while they're hot.
It's fantastic. I can't wait. I could talk to you guys for an hour easy and have a beer. I mean, it's just, you're so easy to talk to. It's so fun. Sadly, we got about 4 minutes left here or so. Sean, I'll let you take it wherever you want to go and talk about what you think people across this state really need to hear about this film.
Well, I think the thing is, you know, we're really, really proud to be Packer fans here as Wisconsinites. And I think, you know, anytime, you know, we're at a game and somebody comes to visit, right, from, you know, New Orleans, you know, a Saints fan or a Rams fan or, you know, somebody like that, a Broncos fan, you know, we roll out the red carpet for them. We really do. And we're like the nicest fan base, you know, that exists. So I think this movie's about that, but in the extreme. And so far as you have these people that are, I mean, they're a world apart. Literally, they're on the other side of the world in one of the world's largest cities. And they are almost more fanatical than any Green Bay Packer fan that I've ever met. That's how much they love this team. And so there's that tells you the magic of the Green Bay Packers, that they, you know, they're, people love them around the world. Why? I mean, it's because it's community owned. It's because it's in a city of 100,000. Yeah. It's because, you know, the whole state and the whole region, frankly, the whole country embraces them. I mean, there's a mystique and a charm about Green Bay. And it's so fun through this story to really, you know, I think those of us who are fans still kind of take it for granted.
Paul,
you know, I think we do a little bit.
Paul, what have I not asked you about this film yet you want people to know?
Oh, boy. That's a really good question. I wish I was prepared for that. No, You know, I mean, I think...
What does it mean to you? What does the film mean to you?
The film means to me, you know, I think you actually said it best. The film, this is a film that I think we all need right now. It is such a breath of fresh air to spend 90 minutes with people who come together over the team that they love, and they bridge language and culture and time zone and everything else. And I tell you, every time I watch it, and I've watched it a bunch of times now, I feel my shoulders ease. I feel full with, you know, what fandom can do and how special of a place you guys have to call home. So, I mean, it's just all joy and all love.
I said earlier in the show, another story in college, I had an opportunity to be around a lot of students from Central America, and I learned more about myself through them than I think they got out of the education here. And I get the sense that I'm going to do the same thing as a Packers fan. I'm going to learn more about living in Wisconsin and being a Packers fan and appreciating that more, watching it through people who are seeing it for the first time.
I totally agree. I mean, we're honestly, we're giddy. I was giddy, so giddy about showing you know, just a bit outside to the folks around the state of Wisconsin, I'm just as giddy, if not more so, because I think people are going to love this movie.
Go to nopackersnolife.com. That's nopackersnolife.com. Zomers has it on the screen, the Chiron. We'll put it up on our show notes. We'll put it on our socials as well. It debuts on October 17th in Marcus Theaters across the state. Tickets on sale on October 3rd. No time, guys. Well, 20 seconds. How about them Brewers? Back to back to back.
Woo!
Oh, no!
That celebration was great. All right, let's Brewers, Packers, Paul Jacoby Berry, and Sean Hannish have it covered all the time. Guys, thanks for your time. Really appreciate you.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Todd.
Always a pleasure. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up, especially if you're a Brewer and Packers fan. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Go Pack, go.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The makers of Tylenol and medical experts are pushing back against the Trump administration's latest announcement regarding the drug and its link to neurodevelopmental disorders.
Without providing specific evidence linking them, President Trump says pregnant women should not take Tylenol because it can be associated with an increased risk of autism.
All pregnant women should talk to their doctors for more information.
He said ideally they shouldn't take it at all, but
if you can't tough it out, or if there's a problem, you're going to end up doing it.
So what should pregnant women take instead?
There's not an alternative to that. And as you know, other of the medicines are absolutely proven bad. I mean, they've been proven bad.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Reversing course, ABC now says Jimmy Kimmel will return to the air Tuesday following his indefinite preemption last week after comments he made on his